Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
This morning, I share with you on a title, Don't Be Selfish. One of the things you must conquer as a child of God is selfishness. This disease has eaten deep into the life of most of us. And sometimes it comes and goes, but some people, they are baptized of selfishness. I want to believe God for your life that any damage selfishness has done in your life today, it shall be repaired. That image you are not saying shows you are selfish. I say any damage done to your life by selfishness shall be repaired. Yes. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. NLT. It's good you look and read the Bible. It's good you listen to this. So many lives have been scattered, relationships scattered because of selfishness. Look at what the Bible said. Not me. 1, 2, go. Read the Bible. Go now. Don't be selfish. Why didn't you say that one now? Say it again.
Don't be selfish.
Yes.
Don't
be selfish. Yes.
Don't.
Yes. Read verse 4, please. Don't look out only for your own interest. Somebody say, I hear.
Yes.
Continue. But take an interest in what? The Lord will help you. Oxford English Learner's Dictionary defines selfishness as an act, is an act of caring only about yourself rather than about others. That's what Oxford Dictionary said. Now, Wikipedia defines selfishness as being exclusively, excessively concerned about yourself alone, your desire, your pleasure, your welfare, regardless of others. That means others can go to hell. Selfishness in English, normally, is the condition, the situation, of putting your own interest before others, and it's always, not even once. Look at me there. Selfishness ruins good relationship. Selfishness ruins relationship between us and God. Selfishness has ruined good relationship between customers and clients, business partners. Because when you are selfish, you are only concerned about yourself, your own desire, your own pleasure, your own likes, and you don't care about the other person. I want to pray for you before I continue. Today, the root of selfishness in your life dry up in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Look at me. Selfish people, they are always thinking about what they can collect from you and never about what you can give to them. And never about what they can give to others. Sorry. It's only about themselves. That is why selfish people, they don't have a long-lasting relationship. You know how many relationships you have lost? You say, your husband doesn't look at you again. You say, your wife doesn't have your time. It might be connected to you being very selfish. If you are in the church and you are hearing me now, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at me. The natural man, all of us, naturally man is a selfish being. Naturally. It takes God in us to deliver us from such. Come and see. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Man is naturally self-centered. Remember that there will be difficult times in the last day. Another version said, this know also, in the last days, perilous times shall come. That's KJV. I read verse 2 here. Can you please read? Let me hear you. Want to go now? People will be selfish, greedy, boastful, conceited, they will be insulting, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful. KJV said, men shall be lovers of themselves more than the lovers of God. I want to pray for you again. Today, the root of selfishness die in your life.
Amen.
Let me finish this place, John. I said today, the root of selfishness die in your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want to show you the people in the Bible that are selfish. People that are not selfish. And I will now bring to you our day-to-day life on selfishness. Lift up your voice and pray. We say, Father, today. I'm not hearing you. I want it loud and clear. Say,
Father, today.
Deliver me from selfishness. Say, let me hear loud and clear. Go. Yeah. You didn't say it very well. Say it loud and clear. I'm not hearing you. Say it again. Let me hear you. Why are you not saying it from your heart? Now, go now. Romans chapter 15 verse 4a says, For whatsoever, things that were written before were written for our learning, for you and I to learn. They are not there to discriminate us, to criticize us, for us to learn. So I'll be showing you in the Bible the characters of people in the Bible that are selfish. Look at me. Selfish people don't end well in life, no matter how spiritual they are. Yes. Look at me. Selfish people, they are losers at the end. They will deceive themselves and say they're a good church, but they are losers. In today's days, we have selfish pastors, selfish members, selfish wives, selfish husbands. The worst is selfish children. Very selfish children. Selfish friends. And I know you are not one of them. Because if you are, you repent today and receive deliverance in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I studied the life of selfish in the Bible. All of them were losers. Peradventure, you have been losing the one or the other because of your selfishness. I don't know what they call it in Igbo. But Yoruba call it immortalizing in the con. Look at how long it is. Immortalizing in the con. I, me, and myself. I, me, and myself. You are asking, after you gave birth to 6 children, the soup in the house, is there enough for me alone? That soup is very sweet. Is it enough? It's not enough for everybody. Is it okay for me? Do my own first. And when you finish, you put your useless toothpick in your mouth, and there you will sleep off. And nobody can touch you or wake you up until tomorrow morning. Selfish parents, selfish children, they end up, look at me, don't look anywhere, lonely in their old age. Lord, deliver me from selfishness. I look in the Bible. I show you selfish people from the Bible. I show you the people that repented. I show you the ones that did not repent. I show you their end. Can I quickly pray into your end and your future? May you end your life well.
Amen.
May you end that your life. May you end it well in Jesus' name.
Amen.
When you carry your Bible, a situation happened between Abraham and Lot. Something happened between Abraham and Lot. Abraham brought Lot up. So you know, Lot had nothing. But it got to a time both of them were so big. And it happened in Genesis 13. Their workers started fighting against each other. Look into your Bible. And the Bible says, Abraham said, choose anywhere you like. If I was Lot, I would let my father choose first. You are my father. Choose for me. But no. Bible says the Lord lifted his eyes and saw the plain of Jordan. That it was well watered. Why water? They are dealing with flocks. Say you know. So they will need water for animals. And everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord. The place was like a garden of the Lord. And like the land of Egypt as you go towards Zoar. Help me continue. Verse 11. The Lord sought for himself. Not some, all the plain. Oh, of the Jordan. And Lord moved to the east. When you check the Bible, the east in anywhere in the Bible is always a fertile land. When you say east, east. See, today, all over the world in Nigeria, they are industrious. And he chose the east. Oh my God. And they separated from each other. He thought he has chosen and is fine. But you know what happened to him? That place he chose, problem happened. Lord, deliver me from selfishness. Lot was concerned about his own pleasure, his own joy. He chose for his own advantage. Couldn't he ask himself, what will my father be using to take care of his own sheep? But no, he moved. But Abraham wasn't like him. Few years later, the Bible says a particular king came, king of Sodom, and packed Lot. You remember? Follow me. Genesis chapter 13, verse 6. And Abraham had to carry 318 of his soldiers to bail him out. Look at me. If Abraham was selfish like him, will he go and help him? Good. If you allow Abraham to choose for him, will he enter trouble? There are some trouble you enter now because of your selfishness. Lord. If I pray, say, Lord. Deliver me from selfishness. Now say, let me hear you. Now the land was not able to support them, that they might dwell together. For their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. Okay, fine. They separated. I'm done with that one. For the choice he made, now move to chapter 14, 14 to 16. Now Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive. He armed his 318 trained soldiers or servants who were born in his own house, and they went in pursuit as far as Dan. Next verse, please. He divided his forces against them by night, and him and his servants attacked them and pursued them as far as Hobah, which is north of Damascus. Let me continue. Verse 16. Oh, my, look at it. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought back his brother Lot and his goods, as well as the women and the people. Lot would have entered into trouble if he had allowed his father to choose for him. You are my father. You brought me up from nothing. I've been following you. Please choose for me. In fact, choose first, sir. Then I will choose in the meaning. But no, he chose for himself, and his life ended. That was the beginning of the downfall of Lord. Can I pray for you? You will never go down in life. Yeah. Why am I not hearing you? I said you will never go down in life. Yeah. Abraham, when he delivered Lot and his wife, and he said to them, the Bible said, Abraham paid the tithe again. One of the reasons why Abraham succeeded was selfishness was not in his life. He paid the tithe of all, the Bible said, to this king, Melchizedek, and that one blessed him. The reason why some people are suffering today is God said, take nine, give me one. They said, no, God, I want to chop the whole ten. And they start all over again in life. Can I pray on top of your head? Where you have made mistake by selfishness, Jehovah repair them for you as you repent in the name of Jesus. Yeah. If you go to the Bible again, Genesis 23, verse 12 to 16. Sarah died, and they gave him land free. Take this land and bury your wife. If you are here, all of you that like free gift, free lift, free money, I pray for you. Look at me. In this world, nothing is free. You better ask, what is this for? Before they say hello, you have jumped into their car. Oya so pe o ti lo. And he said, Abraham, take. Abraham said, no. I will not bury my family in a land I did not pay for. Selfish people are always looking for free gifts. By force, you have to bless them. Yes, you have to bless them. They don't bless anybody. Come and see from the Bible. Genesis chapter 23, verse 12 to 16. Then Abraham bowed himself down before the people of the land, and he spoke to Ephron in the hearing of the people of the land, saying, if you will give it, please hear me. I will give you money for the field. I will not take it for free. Take it from me, and I will bury my dead there. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying to him, my Lord, listen to me. The land is worth just 400 shekels of silver. What is that between you and me? So bury your dead. And Abraham listened. And Abraham listened to Ephron. And Abraham weighed out the silver for Ephron, which he named the hearing of the for currency, and he paid. Connect to this altar. Let me pray for you. Where you are supposed to spend money, you will not be a beggar in the name of Jesus. See, before you see crime, it started from selfishness. From selfishness to greed. From greed to covetousness. From covetousness to desperation. From desperation, then anything can happen. Look, listen to me. Are you here? You are selfish. You are just starting. It's a press up. You will move from selfishness to greed. From greed, it will go like that. But I want to pray for you. As I'm praying now, every root of selfishness in your life, I attack them and I command them to dry up in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come closer again. Genesis chapter 44, verse 33 to 34. Judah had to choose between himself and his brother. He said, let my brother go back to my father. Detain me here. I have made mistake before. I was one that sold Joseph out. I will not make mistake again. Genesis 44, 33. If there is somebody here today, you have been selfish. Today, as you repent, prophecy will be fulfilled in your life. Now, therefore, please, let your servant remain instead of the lad as a slave to my Lord. And let the lad go up with his brothers. Next verse. For how shall I go up to my father if this lad is not with me? Lest perhaps I see evil that will come upon my father. I said, I don't want my father to cry. Let me stay with you as a slave. Let my brother go. What a heart. What a heart. I want to quickly pray for people here that have carried family burden, family pains, family tears, but they have not been appreciated. Instead, they were given bullshit and nonsense. The Lord of this altar will reward you. Yeah. People are not fair to good and kind people. They take good and kind people, they think that maybe they are weak, or maybe they think they have so much, or maybe they think they have to do it to impress others. But it does not matter. The Bible said, whatever thing we sow, we shall reap. For every good soul here or watching me all over the net, I pray, not where you have sown, from where you don't expect, your reward and harvest will come in the name of Jesus. Look at me. Before I leave, selfishness is a shameful thing. Very shameful. Look at me. But unfortunately, selfish people are shameless. Now, me they tell you, have you seen somebody borrow money before? And when they want to borrow the money, look at me. I will pay you. And their eyes is down like this. Have you seen their reaction after they have collected the money? For weeks? For years? For months? And they say, what is it, self? What have you done that somebody has not done before? Is it because of that small money? You want to kill yourself? Your mates have borrowed people 100 million, no? I said, but when he wanted to borrow money, a lady had told me that the tenant beside her that he borrowed money. He says, in that time to today, the man has not borrowed. They are packed out of the house. The man will say, come and collect the money. He said, you are packed out. Selfish people. Can I announce to you, all selfish people in the house and people watching me? Selfish people, you are sowing a seed too. And your seed will definitely germinate. There are some things that prayer cannot stand. Prayer cannot work against gravity. Hey, prayer cannot stop harvest. I'm telling you the truth. Prayer does not stop principle. Everybody is operating on his own lane. I pray that a selfish person today will change.
Amen.
What happened to you, amen? And a good person here, the Lord will bless you.
Amen.
If you are the one I pray for now, shout amen.
Amen.
Jude chapter 1 verse 12, NLT. I said, selfishness is shameful. It's a shameful thing. But selfish people are shameless. God deliver you if you marry a selfish man or a selfish wife. I read here. Come and see selfish pastors. When these people eat with you in your fellowship meals, he said, when these people eat with you in the fellowship meals, commemorating the Lord's love, they are like dangerous reeds that can shipwreck you. When they come to your life, selfish people, they are like shameless shepherds. Shepherds that are supposed to know the word of God. So, they might call themselves anointed or this thing. They are shameless. Who care only for how many people? You are not seeing it. They are like cloud blowing over the land and will not give any rain. They are like the trees in autumn that are doubtfully dead. For they bear no fruit and they have been pulled by their roots. And how can I pray for you? May the Lord deliver you from selfishness.
Amen.
This amen, you get as a bill. Is the message they pay you? I say, may the Lord deliver you. Yes, you. Yes, you. From selfishness in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Some of you are here in Lagos. Your mother is 90 and she's still going to farm. May you reap what you are sowing. May you reap. And they born you where you have children. And some of you say, Mama, send Gary at that age. You are not listening to yourself. Say you are coming to church. Sorry, you are coming to church. Should I continue?
Yes, sir.
You won't answer me again. I will finish this one. Daniel chapter 2, verse 48 and 49. Look at what happened to Daniel here. Then the king promoted who? Daniel. And gave him how many gifts? How many gifts? Had he made him the ruler over the whole province of Babylon. And the chief administrator over all the wise men of Babylon. Continue verse 49. Continue. Go now. Also, Daniel petitioned the king. You see, this place touched me. In Daniel chapter 2, from verse 1, if you get on, please read, I beg. The king had a dream and he could not remember even the interpretation. And the king called all the stargazers and wise men. Nobody could interpret. And the king called, if they don't know, call the boys of Babylon. And Daniel said, and the king said, all of them will die. And Daniel said, give me time, let me go and pray. You will see that one in verse 17 and 18. Open to the place. Let me show you something today. Then Daniel went to his house. Everybody, please look at this thing. It's very touching. And made the decision known to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That was their name in Israel. They got here and they changed it. His companions, don't forget. Verse 18. Please read verse 18, everybody. That they may seek mercy from the Lord God of heaven concerning this secret, so that Daniel and his companions might not perish with the rest of the wise of Babylon. Now, God answered in the morning. God gave the revelation to who? Daniel. And the Bible says in verse 48 and 49 that Daniel was promoted. But verse 49, Daniel said, sir, it's not only me. Now me and some people that will pray together. Verse 49 again, I want to show you. Daniel petitioned the king. And the king sent Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. Selfish people, they don't talk about others when they succeed. They forget where they are coming from. The pastor that prayed with them, the wife that prayed with them, the friend that prayed with them, the companion that prayed with them, the partners that prayed with them, everybody forgot it, and they choose new friends. After all, my life has changed. My level has changed. I'm afraid of you. I'm afraid of you when you begin to have new friends. I begin to draw back because I know your new friends makes you believe you are exposed. Exposed to where? Something happened on the Doro Mountain in Nigeria. A man was expecting a contract. He pursued them. That was for this year they didn't give him. He went to the mountain, listen, and he located people that could pray. He has watched them. And he said, please, ma. Please, sir. Please, sir. Please, sir. He chose like 12 of them that they should pray for him. That when God answered him, that he will bless them. They surrounded this man. True life story, not the same. And they prayed for him. Come and see, speaking in tongues. They prayed for him and he got the job. He got the job. Became very great. And you know what? They all came to his house to rejoice with him. And when they were going, he said, I promise to help all of you after you have prayed for me. My advice for you now is this. You will go back to that mountain. Call 12 people as I call 12 people. Let them surround you and let them pray for you. God bless you. Thank you very much. 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 He shook the 12 of them. I said, okay. Ebenezer, Bamisi Wolosita. And that was it. It's not a joke. The person that told me this is a big father in the Lord and he's still alive. But one of them was very mad. And I said, he promised us that he will do something for us. And I said, he has done it now. He has told us. We should go to the mountain. So one went to the mountain and cried to God. And the Lord changed his life. And him, out of the 12, he blessed all of them. Can I pray for you? Can I pray for you? May you be the one to change the story of your family. The person helping his in the family is not the richest. It's not the richest. And some will keep their money and say, no. I was surprised when somebody said one day that when you have money, don't give anybody in the family. Leave them alone. Let them be struggling. You see, after you have got it to where you are going to, you will now look back and say, who die? Who remain? Timothy, am I lying? It's Timothy's relation. He said, Taloku, Taloku. I can't forget in my life. He said, don't help them. Let everybody struggle. Let them struggle. Let them, leave them. Then after you have been very great, you are very, very great. Who told you you will be very, very great? I taught you on Sunday. How many people they pray for you? How many people do you share your food with? Is it only about you? You say life is hard. It will continue to be hard until you are a blessing to somebody else. Can I pray for you? You know, answer me again. Can I pray for you? May the Lord deliver you from selfishness. I'm not hearing you. I say, may the Lord deliver you from selfishness. When you have problem, somebody is praying with you. You pray together. You use Panadol together. When problem ends, when you are eating pepper soup, and your mother, you should share that pepper soup with at least the person you prayed with. Somebody say, I hear you. You know why you are not responding? As I preach, am they paying you? Selfish people, they are very insecure. If I go and tell the king about them now, the king might prefer them. So you will not talk about them. There are some people, as they are looking at me now, you are a blessing to them, but look at me. They will never talk about you to anybody. You know why? Because they are afraid that if they talk about you, they will be pushed aside and they will face you. Can I pray? The God of this altar will lift himself in the name of Jesus. Somebody said one day, don't take so-so person to Baba. Don't take them to him. If you take them to him now, Baba will blow. Some people, they're mad. They should not bring them. They should bring useless people to me. Cripple, weary, insane people to me. But rich people, don't take them to Baba. Don't take them to Baba. Whatever want to keep you low and local. Oh, let me face this place. Are you ready? I said, whatever want to keep you low and local, I command such to be disgraced in the name of Jesus. I know a particular guy. People that have cancer, they are the one he will introduce to me. People that have ovarian cysts, people that their life are spoiled. But the people that are very distinct, he will not introduce them to me. So when I see his call, I know he has problem. You must identify selfish people in your life and pray that God give you wisdom on how to deal with them, because they are insecure. And insecurity is very bad. Where you are supposed to be and get to in life, can I pray for you? I pray because you are here by the reason of this contact. May you get there in the name of Jesus. Let me show you another one before we pray. Jonathan. Book of 1 Samuel 23, 16 to 18. Jonathan was the next in line after Saul. But Jonathan knew and recognized the will of God upon David that he's going to be the next king. Look at it. And he was okay with it. Then Jonathan, Saul's son, you are not reading with me, arose and went to David. You are not reading with me. In the wood and strengthened his hand in the Lord. Continue next verse. Do not fear, for the hand of Saul my father shall not find you. You shall be the king over Israel. What about him? What about him? He was a selfless man. Verse 18. So the two of them made a covenant before the Lord. And David stayed in the woods. And Jonathan went on his own. If you check down a little, the Bible said Jonathan was almost killed by his father because Jonathan was supporting David. Come and see. Carry your Bible. 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 30 to 34. It's a long read. 1, 2, let's go now. Then Saul's anger was aroused against Jonathan. And he said to him, you son of a perverse, of a rebellious woman. It's Abishai and his mother. Do I not know that you have chosen the son of Jesse to your own shame and to the shame of your mother's nakedness? Mother's nakedness. Next verse. For as long as the son of Jesse lives on earth, you shall not be established, nor your kingdom. Now therefore, send and bring him to me, for he shall surely die. Next verse. And Jonathan answered Saul his father and said to him, why should he be killed? What has he done? Some of you will support your father, you support your mother. Continue. Then Saul cast a spear to him to kill him, his own son. If somebody can kill, you see, Samson can kill his own son, can he not kill somebody's son? By which Jonathan knew that it was determined by his father to kill David. Verse 34. So Jonathan arose from the table in fierce anger and had no food the second day of the month. For he was grieved for David because his father had treated him shamefully. Still, if I was Jonathan, that was the day I would have separated from him. But he never separated from him. So he died with his father. Can I pray upon your head? On your head. This prayer is for your head. You will not die with the wicked. want to pray upon your head again. Because some people said it's very stubborn. You will not die with the wicked. Look at me. For the fact that you gave birth to me does not mean that I'll die with you. I will love you and take care of you. But when you are wrong, I step aside. There are people in my family I put where they belong, and they will remain there till we both see Jesus. And I don't care how you feel about it. Yeah, that's me. That is me. I don't know about you. Jonathan will have escaped death. A very, very selfless man. May the Lord deliver you and you and you from selfishness. James chapter 3, verse 14 to 16. But if you are bitter, envy, and self-seeking in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. I read here for you. He said, but if you are bitterly jealous, there is selfish ambition in your heart. Don't some of us think that that selfishness is the wisdom of God? Which wisdom of God? Which wisdom of God? There is no one that carries brother, his friend, and you think about them first. But you know that they need this more than you, that God does not reward. Because God is a rewarder. That's why I pray for you again. Where you have sown good seed, can I pray for you again? May you have your harvest and reward in the name of the Lord Jesus. Some of you have taken care of strangers. My father went to the mountains some years back, and when he was coming back, he brought some boys in the house that needed to sleep before morning. These boys, when they were going, do you know what they did? They took our television. I'm telling you. They took our television. Everything that we had in the house that we can sit and wash, they took. And they took my father's shoe. Everything was cleared. My father said, aha. Musi shoulder down. No television again. The place was just, you know, very clean. Before we woke up, they met on the mountain, you know. If you meet somebody on the mountain and the person can clean your house, if it was on the street you met them, what would they do? They will clean your life. My father was so angry till I grew up to this age, he did not buy another television. As from Timothy. Said the one that they have stolen, he didn't buy another one. Not one. So being a Christian does not mean that you are not selfish. That's why I'm praying for you and you are not saying amen. May the Lord deliver you from the spirit of selfishness. Amen. David had how many wives? Many wives. And one day, a stupid spirit entered David called selfishness. He saw Uriah, Uriah's wife, Bathsheba. Oh, they were known in Bathsheba. Oh, we're known. Bathsheba. He looked, what was he supposed to do? He looked again. He said, the flesh and the skin of this woman, O flesh, bring him for me. What was he thinking? Selfishness, block your brain. I'm praying on top of your head again. That every selfish ambition in your life should disappear now in the name of Jesus Christ. He took the woman and he killed the husband. Do you know what happened? He paid with 4 sons. Go and check. Ben, go and check. He paid with how many sons? Ben, 4 sons. Though God loved him, still God punished him. See, look at me, my dear. For every selfish act you have, look at me, you will pay for it. Look at me. Everybody look at me. If you think you can deliberately destroy my life, destroy my reputation, and later beg for forgiveness, look at me. Even if I forgive you, my God will still punish you. Let me now come to you. If you think you can destroy anybody's life because of your selfishness, tamper with their reputation, drag them in the mud, and say nothing. What I want is what I want. I'm looking for what speaking in tongues to speak. As the Lord liveth, even if you repent, because God is a just God, and every action we do, we are sowing seed. Even if I am preaching, look at me, your reward. Now look at somebody and help him preach. Don't be selfish. Let me tell you. I did it. I ain't Sheru. What? You will know that if Aye is doing it, Aye will receive the result. And David lost 4 sons. You will not lose your children. A particular king in 1 Kings chapter 21, he saw the vineyard of Naboth. You remember him? And he said he wanted to use it for, if you remember, for what? Market woman. For ugu and lettuce. And that one said, this thing is my father's inheritance. And he said, no. And him and his wife. Most of the time, people resemble themselves. The wife of a thief. Agla said, is that why you are for me? No worries. If he's Naboth, I'll go kill him for you now. And they killed Naboth for vegetable. When the spirit of selfishness come upon your life, you don't care. What is in your mouth is to hell. That's why I'm praying for you. The root of selfishness in your life, dry up now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go and check. Both of them died a shameful death. Jezebel was thrown from up. Never you think, I have done it. You have done it, you will reap it. Media, do you understand? Never you think, I have done it. You have done it and you want, you reap it. In fact, you reap it when you think you are, let me rest. The time of your rest is the time of your wrestling. Benny, except there is no God. And so that's why when I want to do that, I begin to think. This thing you want to start. We come to church, they are threatening us. It's like threat because you are selfish. Father, pray for yourself. I say, Father, increase your volume to 50. Father, increase to 80. Say, Father, deliver me from selfishness. Shout a big amen. Let me hear you. The early church wearing like that. The early church people sell what they have. Do you know? And they share between the people that are less privileged. Now in the church, somebody came and said they want to do business. And I said, any business to do with anybody, the church is not involved. I said, no, daddy, that woman is a good woman. We need to do business together. And they were selling jewelry. You know jewelry? You know jewelry now? I've been up with jewelry, they call this thing to each other. Jewelry. They did the one of 5,000. Continue. They did the one of 50,000. Nobody had. In this church, show. The day they did the one of 1.5 million. And the woman she gave it to, you don't see him again. I want to see daddy. Let her come. I said, Madam, what? There's a woman in your church. I said, I told you before you started that whoever you deal with in this church, you are on your own. He said, but she's a member. I called the woman like that. The woman is talking about, he said, I don't even know that woman. Ah, this church will pay. Security, he said, wait. Look at me. Don't let anybody destroy your reputation. Because when your reputation is destroyed, you can't get it again. Your character is you. Your reputation is what people are saying. If 20 people say that girl, nakuna kuna, and the girl is holy, let me tell you, nobody will marry that girl except she leave that location. She now left. Both she and the other one. And one day, he said, Daddy, I said, hey, do you remember? I said, no. That's your member. Which of them? That stole my 1.2 million. I said, both of you, I don't know you. I've seen her in Yaba, she's in Yaba now. Send police. The police wants us to arrest me that time. I said, God, why is there useless people I know? I said, I'm coming. Both of you should stay there. It's over 2 years now. I have not come. When you were doing business of 5,000, 50,000, 250, 350, I didn't see anything. The church did not know. When you now proceeded to 500, you are changing shoe. The church, you now did 1.5. I see you are lucky, sir. The woman should have been to 10 million. Only are straight. Where did they meet? In the church. The church is an hospital. The person sitting beside you is a patient. We don't know what is wrong with him. Some people are having mental problems. Some people are having... You don't want to take... Leave it. You don't know church is a patient. It's a hospital. She know. What is the problem you have? You don't know. Let us continue. We cover that one with the blood of Jesus. Proverbs 11:25. The Bible says a generous soul shall be made fat. This church in Macedonia, they were not rich, but they were supporting other churches. Pastor Paul, which country did they give me a church that time? Do you remember the church country that I said carry money and give to them? Which country? Pakistan. I told my wife, they have given us church in Pakistan. Oh, he said, go alone. I'm not going with you. You know there's a church in Liberia, Sanctuary of Wonders. When the pastor said, come and do this thing, he said, have you prayed? I said, you don't want to go anywhere. But if it's America, he said, I'm a lot in here. Listen to me. I did not ask God twice. Why did this pastor want to give his church to Femi Akinola? If you are the one, it's a good time for you. You have a branch in Pakistan. I said, Paul, gather money and do what? Send to him. This church, we need money like kilo day. If you mistakenly turn to money, sir, we will share you. Because we don't know who turned to money. Nothing is given except God gave it. But we gather money, additional, and we sent it to that country. The pastor said, Nigeria church, how can you bless me so much? I said, carry this money, renovate your church, do everything there, and start again. I don't want your church. God bless you. And the man was crying on phone. If you are the one, it's a good opportunity for you to have many more churches. And that's not the one I want. My sister-in-law gave me a house. Maybe you don't know. And one day again, I was preaching in Lekki. She came again. The Spirit of God said, she'll give me another one, another land. I said, I don't want. Sell it and plan your life. Don't always be accepting from people thinking that you are happy. Whoever is given to you is greater than you already by default. So you to look for a time and do what? You won't answer me. I also leave this message for you now. How do I conquer the spirit of selfishness? How do I conquer the spirit of selfishness? Number one. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5. Look at all this. It's love. The first thing is love. Love is not rude. It's not selfish. Do you see that? Love is not what? It's not what again? Begin to love others. Many people, when they tell me that, sir, when I met you, so yeah, you're the one that blessed me. I can't remember. All I know is that my own children too will not be stranded in life. I can't remember. I want to say you're the one that helped me. I can't remember. God knows I can't remember. God knows I can't remember. The Bible says in Matthew 19:19, NIV. It says, honor your father and your mother and love your neighbor as what? Lack of love is the root of selfishness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So what do I do? How do I conquer? How do I conquer selfishness? Number one, admit that selfishness is a sin. You know your husband needed you and you pretend as if he doesn't need you. You know your brother needed something and you pretend as if he doesn't need you. I told you I was in the country and the guy driving me was crying and he's driving. His eyes were, I said, you are driving and you are crying. What is wrong with you? He said, I'm fine, master. I was not comfortable, so I said, told him, please park. Let me get out of him. He said, we'll comport himself. When he dropped me at the hotel, I told him, park very well. What's your problem? He said, it's fine. So I told him, God bless you. God be with you. And the call came. He wasn't picking the call. I said, pick the call. Pick the call. So he picked the call. He dropped and he said, bye-bye. He came back the next day. A little bit happier. And he said, he wanted to see me. I said, well, tell me. He said, sir. He said, he's the firstborn. He said, all his younger ones. He was the one that helped them abroad. He said, sir, all of them are building houses in Ghana. He said, they will be sending him to monitor the house. I listened to him. He said, they now bought him this taxi so that he can have access. I want really well. So there will be no excuse. Go to Tema. He will run to Tema. He will go there. He said, look at his life. So if they don't send money, he cannot survive. So I said, okay, no problem. That means we have selfish brothers. He said, the call received yesterday was from a particular man that they have duped. Not his brother. People do. And I said, can you help me build? I said, follow him. We prayed. And you know what? God changed his life. Right there in Ghana, God lifted him. His brothers came back and they were saying, how come you have all these houses? He said, can your money finish your own houses? Connect, let me pray for you. What no man want to do for you, Jehovah will do for you. The help they seized, the help they withdrew. Are you ready? Jehovah released them to you in the name of Jesus. Sit down. Admit that selfishness is a word, is a sin. You know where you are needed, but you pretended. You are spiritual. Number two, stop thinking of yourself highly than others. Romans chapter 12 verse 3. I have finished this time on the radio. Stop thinking that you are better than others. Romans 12 chapter 2 verse 3. For I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you not to think, look at it, of himself more highly than he ought to think, but you should think soberly, as God has dealt to each other a measure of faith. You are not better than the person you are sitting beside. Please, there is no special table for dead people in the mortuary. A mortuary and death is an equalizer. Everybody is equal. Don't wait till you die before you know your level. Somebody say, I hear you. Number three, put the interest of another person. Put them first sometimes. Everything is not about you every time. The interest of another person. How are you? How is everything? How can I help you? Yes, we know there are users. We know there are users. But God will use you to be a blessing to many. In the name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 24. Paul said, let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being. You didn't see your brother in church? You didn't see a particular person in church? Let's find out. Why is he not in church? No, he said, hello? Hey, to what church you learning? Oh, God, oh, Ekwoshio. You have not done evangelism. You have tampered with the person's life. I told the pastors, when you don't see somebody and you want to tell them or you want to ask them anything, hello, how are you? How is your family? If possible, mention each of the children. How is this? How is that one? How is that one? How is everything? Before you now begin to find out why they are not available. Look at me. People are going through stuff. So, I read New Living Translation for you. Don't be concerned. 1 Corinthians 10:24. For your own good, but for the good of others. Number 4. Share with others. What you have can never be enough. Okay? What you have can never be enough. So, share with others. Something happened. It's a long read, so I will just tell you first. Samuel 30, from 25 to 27. 25 to 20, 21 to 25. First Samuel 30. Just write it down. It's a long read. The 200 men soldiers that David said, wait for us here, we are coming. And they went to fight and they came back with so much goods. The people they came back with said they are not going to share with these people. And David said, are you people fine? What if we have all died in the battlefield? Let's share with them. Share with others. All the children here, including you, you are all children to your parents. Please share what you have with your parents. I used to ask myself, how many years are they going to stay on earth? Share with them. Don't neglect them. Somebody say, I hear you. Say, honor your father and your mother. Then love your neighbor as yourself. Number 5. Look at me. Acknowledge that others have dreams too. They have goals to achieve too. Respect them. Help them achieve their goal. And look at me. If you cannot help them, leave them alone. Don't be selfish about your own dream. Your own. Stop using people. Jesus said in Mark 1:7, come unto me and I will make you, not I will use you. Stop using people. Selfish people, they use others, they don't lift anybody. Maybe you don't know, people have worked with me, worked with my family, and we have blessed them with cars. pastor have preached on this altar, and we have blessed them with dollars. Several hundreds of children from this altar, we have sent them to school. God is a just God. He will not leave our own children too. Stop using people. Come unto me, and I will make you fishermen. Make them. If you cannot make them, leave them. I'm not hearing you. If you cannot make them, do what? Leave them. Stop exploiting them. You exploit your workers. Somebody came for counseling, and I said to him, the Lord has lifted you. And he pretended. He came here disguising, but Spirit of God, Oba Adake Dajo. Have you heard of that song before? Oba. Mbogbe Ibafu. He said the daughter was sick. So I prayed. And as I'm praying, I'm seeing a company. I prayed. But God said, look, the problem is here. So I said, oh God, do you have a company? He said, yes. I said, that company, are you reducing the money of the staff? Or you are increasing the money? He said, the situation, the condition, and you know, three fell on three. I said, calculate all the money removed from your staff's money. That is what you are spending on this girl. Oshubare mare o he. Oshubare mare o he. I fear this girl. And the Lord said, don't leave the girl. The girl is fine. Carry the money and pay your staffs. And this girl will be fine. The man put down his head like this. Selfish, wicked man. Next, he took the girl. I look at the girl. Baby, you are fine. Your father is wicked. Immediately he said to the staffs, you'll be fine. Got to office on Monday, on Wednesday, paid everybody. And the wife go, hello, hello, hello. He said, what? He said, my daughter is fine. She has eaten three times between morning and 12. The girl that don't eat before will be stomach like worm. I said, there's no worm there. It basically, you know, there's a depth and the cost of workers. He said, the stomach of the girl. You still say, wise. Stop using people. People have dreams too. Are you listening to me now? You won't answer me anymore. Let me quickly go and leave this place. Be sensitive to their dreams. And look at me, if you cannot help them, you cannot help their goals, you cannot push their dream forward. Please do one thing for me. Everything is not about you. Put yourself in the shoes of another person. Somebody told me, he said he worked with his boss and they will go everywhere for money tonight, and that boss can spend more than 10,000, 100,000 on drink, on food, on pepper soup. When he's going, he will say, just take this 50 naira or 100 naira. I said, sir, this money, give it to me. He said, no. Oh, tell you about Jelema, therefore, it is what the bed eat, the bed will fly with. Leave your children, they will be fine. You will eat suya from outside, and suya with onions can expose you. And you will come home and you say you don't have money. Your children should go and drink gari. That is why you are now old. And your children say, you too, you drink the gari. As I'm preaching now, you are angry. Pray that the root of selfishness, do what? Die in your life. Somebody say, I hear you. The next one, you want to deliver from selfishness, look at me. Listen to others. Every time it's not about you talking, let others talk. You too, listen. Come and see the Bible. It's not only you that people listen to. Listen to others. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 13. Stop interrupting people when they are talking. Don't monopolize communication. Look at it. He who answers a matter before he hears it is foolish and shameful. Listen to people first. Adam, where are you? I heard your voice. I fear. I hate myself. Even God listen to us. Even when we are talking rubbish, listen to others. You don't have all the monopoly of all the ideas. Some people know more than us. I'm not the most intelligent person in this room. There are people intelligent than me. So you listen. When you listen, you will learn more. Somebody say, I hear you. But I don't want to hear any nonsense. I don't want to hear any rubbish. Rubbish, rubbish. You are the one that is not talking rubbish. Sometimes all you need is just to listen and you will hear the truth about a particular matter. But no, you are the one talking because you are selfish. I told you I've come to a position in my life. If you say 2 times 2 is 2 million, yes, it's 2 million. You didn't say anything. You say it's 2 million. It's 2 million, we'll write it down. It's 2 million. Shall I still continue? The next one, give credit to others. I'm showing you how to be delivered from selfishness. Give credit to others. Stop taking the credit of others. And Daniel said, Oga, not be only me pray, oh. Not be only me pray, oh. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, now we now pray together, oh. You can't lift only me, oh. Then I said, go and call them. And they lifted them too. Through you, your friends and family shall be lifted in the name of Jesus. A man and a wife planned from Nigeria that they are going to travel. So they put money together. Listen to me, oh, and tell me who is at fault. Listen, oh, I'm going to ask you here. Everyone, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm going to ask you. So they planned and the man left. When the man left, God helped him and he got his supper and everything. It was time for him to bring the wife. He didn't bring the wife. The wife did everything. He blocked her. That all those Nigerian babes, when they come to America now, they will turn to Shokoloko Bangoshe and become ridiculous and radical. I'm not bringing her. So he blocked her. So the woman went and find out. And the Lord told her, you two move. And the woman started pressing button and she moved. She moved and she did not move to the guy's house. The guy is in like Texas. She moved to New York. And the man called the house, hello. And the children said, mommy too has moved. Next 2 weeks, we are moving. And the man said, huh? He dropped. Let me ask a question. Who is guilty? Who is guilty? Who is guilty? Kola is selfish. Kola, I'm not hearing you. Who is guilty? You have an agreement. But once God lifts you, you don't want anybody to be lifted. Have you noticed that when people are lifted a little, they cut people off? Have you noticed? Have you noticed? And let me pray for you. Where they left you, they will not meet you there. The people God accepts in this church, after 13 years, now say, Mofe Badadi Soro, how come you don't have my number? God knows the generals I have. Before they give you that number, you will sweat blood. Why do you want to talk to him? You want to use him again. Say, no, Pastor Mike, you two pray for him. I have moved on. Should I continue? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 15. I just want to give you like 10, and I'm in number 8 already. Nor do we boast and claim credit for the works of someone else has done. When your wife has done, we say, it's my wife that did it. Give credit to whom credit is due. And that's what some of you do in the office. The other person has done what you will not say about him. so that they can think you are the one. Number 9. Be generous. Don't worry about the number. If you like that, number 20. What number do you have in your own? Suppose say number 8. Anything you have, write it there. I'm being selfless now. Write number 21. Be generous. Be generous. People bless you from January, February, March, April, May, December. This December too, you to look for something and do what? And bless them. Woman was complaining. He said that brother did not help him. I said, but he has been helping you more generally. He said, that December, I needed him in December, like every. Can you imagine the English? Have you ever seen that? He said, I needed him like every. I said, I expected you two to bless him, even if it is a viral issue. Be generous. Please be generous. Carry your Bible. Proverbs 11:26-24. I'll give you two more and we'll leave. There is one who scatters, yet increases more. And there is one who withholds more than is right. But it leads to poverty. Can I pray for you? You will not end in poverty.
Amen.
Continue for me. The generous soul shall be what? Made rich. And he who waters will also be watered himself. The people will curse him who withhold grace. But blessing will be on the head of him who sells it. Please be generous. This is December time. Has somebody been good to you before? Please bless them. How much are they selling Ankara? How much are they selling handkerchief? Don't wait for them to give you this December. You to do what? Number 10. Look for ways. Begin to look for ways of reciprocating good and favor that people have done for you. Stop taking advantage of people. Stop taking people for granted. Look at me. Stop looking for free gifts. You know he's selling it. Why do you want to collect it for free? Yes, I'm your pastor. But when you bring your things to me and I begin to carry, I want this, I want this, I want that. I'm no longer a pastor. I've turned to a wolf. That will not be my portion. I enter a shop in Belgium, precisely in the city I stay. They all know me in that province as a pastor because I was introduced to them and they call me Daddy. I entered that place that day. Cameroonians were there, Nigerians were there, and the man said, "Sir, welcome to my big supermarket and store. Sir, pick anything you want here." I laughed. I said, "Okay, thank you. God bless you." So I took two bitter cola, and one cola was €2. So I took two bitter colas. That is how many euros? €4. And I brought out €5, and I gave the girl selling, and I said, "Take, keep the €1 for yourself." I took my bitter cola inside my pocket. And the man said, "Sir, you can't go. Pick this, pick that, pick that." And I said, "If I pick like that, all your friends here pick like that, all the pastors you know in Belgium pick like that, what will remain here?" The man said, "Child." I said, "Yes." I was going, and all the Cameroonians, somebody started clapping that this one is not pastor. What I used there is good for me, not for him. Because whatever I do is what they will do back for me. You want to collect good from of you. You will collect good from somebody. You will use it for 2 weeks. You will return and say, "It's not good." After you have used it. Look at how you are looking at me. Stop taking free gifts. They gave me the first one free, second one free, third one free. Your name can be equal to Barawo. That's all. Find the meaning. God lifted a young man, and anytime he comes, he blessed and said, sit down. What are you doing for a living? When he said, is that what you do? Video yourself, let me see. When he video yourself, I said, don't come and bless me again. Don't bless me again. Give me the title of your proceeds, I'm fine. Don't bless me again. Stop always waiting for people to give you. Everybody's blessing you. Free gift. When they give you, you collect it. You clean out. When they give you, thank you very much. God bless you. You collect another one, you put there. You use the money on disease and sickness. Am I teaching you something? Will you change? A bishop came from America. He's the bishop of the Association of the Pastors for a particular province of pastors. So I wouldn't go and see him because I don't have what I was going to give him. And everybody went there. He was blessing them, the books, everything. So I was not going to go. 4 weeks, I wasn't going. And he called and said, Reverend, hey, what came in? I said, I'm coming. But I was not going to go because I don't have what I was going to give him. And one day, God blessed me. So I went there. And when I got there, I said, sir, welcome back to Nigeria. And I gave it to him. Do you know what this man said? He said, all the 350 that came to greet him, he said, they have plundered him. Not even plundered. He said, both the shoes he left in Nigeria before he left, not the ones he even came with, the one he left in Nigeria, they've taken it. The shirt he wore, he said, somebody just collected my singlet, thinking it was American singlet. He said, you are the only one that blessed me. He now went inside and said, let me give you the chain I used to use when I'm in America. Anytime I use the chain, people used to make noise. You know what? That chain is very big from here to here. Remember the chain now? We cross like this. Remember? Remember? It was when I gave me that gold chain. Do you know since that year till now, that chain, no bleach, no change, is everlasting. The path of the just is like a shining light. That's the name of that chain. Stop manipulating people to give you anything. Look at me. You two do what? Give them. When they are coming, thinking they are coming to give you again, tell them, wait. Myself, I get something for you. And give them. Will you change? I'm not hearing you. Will you change? I'm not hearing you. Will you change? And as you change, you know what? The heavens is your beginning in the name of Jesus Christ. Bible says God loves a cheerful giver, not a grumbling giver. Stop making people to grumble to give you. And that's why I make an announcement once here. Give. And I stop. When we talk about enthronement, how many times? Once. I stop. Don't make people feel bad because you want to collect from them. Let me give you two more and go. The way you are looking at me is not good. Celebrate with people. Celebrate with them. Instead of you seeking to be celebrated, celebrate with them. Carry your Bible. I want to show you something today. Genesis 21, 8 to 10. So, do you know why they sent Hagar and the son out of the place? Do you know why? I will show you. Abraham was celebrating for Isaac. When Isaac grew up and was about to be weaned, Abraham prepared a huge feast to what? To celebrate the creation. Did you see that? But Sarah saw Ishmael, the son of Abraham, and her Egyptian mother making fun of her son. You are making fun of the promised child. Continue. And she turned to Abraham and demanded, get rid of this slave woman and her son. How can you be mocking when somebody is celebrating? Selfish brother. Your younger brother came back from journey. You are angry. Said they are doing celebration for him. Bible says, is anybody rejoicing? What did he say? But you prefer to cry with them than to rejoice with them. Stop seeking to be celebrated. Look at me. You to do what? Celebrate others. Somebody say, I hear you. Finally, respect people's time. Respect people's what? Time. Time is life. You said meet me by 2. Don't get there by 4. You know how to invest and keep your own time, but waste other people's time. Time is life. Don't think you are too big. He said, let's meet by 10. You got there by 12. No calls, no text, no apology. You think you are too much. They will do it for you too. Respect people's time. And finally, before I drop microphone, please put things right. If you have been selfish to people, you have been selfish to your husband, you have been selfish to your wife, look at me. Please ask for forgiveness and change. Ask for forgiveness. And if you cannot see them again, maybe they are far from you now, ask God to forgive you. This morning there is healing in the house. For every soul that repents of their wickedness and their selfishness. Please rise and let us pray. Please rise and let us pray. What do you see if you are here this morning and you have not given your life to Jesus Christ? You have not started life and anything can happen to you. All you need to do is to pray that God will deliver you from every form of sin and iniquity. And if you want to do that, you are here or you are watching from anywhere. With the mouth, confession is made unto what? Salvation. So if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, all you need to do is to say this with me. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I'm so sorry. Save me from my sins and iniquity. Wash me by your blood. Satan, I've changed my mind. I'm now for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Lord, I thank you for this soul that said the prayer with me here. And from anywhere they prayed, I pray you forgive them and wash them by your blood. Set them free, Lord. Lord, I pray that they will not go back to their vomit. And Lord, I pray by the power and the blood of Jesus that each and every one of us will make it back to heaven at our time. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Put your hand on your chest as you pray. Into my heart. Into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come into the day, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
One more time,
into my heart.
I'm not hearing you.
Into my heart. Come into my heart. Lord Jesus.
Come in today.
Come in today.
Come in to stay.
Come in to stay.
Into my heart.
Into my heart.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
And cast me not away.
From your presence, oh Lord, take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Come on,
restore unto me the joy of my salvation. And renew that spirit within me.
One more time. Cast me not away,
cast me not away from your presence, O Lord.
Are you praying with us?
Take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore unto me.
Restore unto me.
The joy of my salvation.
The joy of my salvation.
And renew your spirit.
And renew your spirit within me.
Your hand on your chest, Father, deliver me from the spirit of selfishness. Deliver me from the damage it has done in my life. Repair any damage this spirit has done in my life. Lift up your voice and pray, everyone, everywhere. Everyone, everywhere. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Are you praying? Are you praying? You are not praying. I renew your spirit within me. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me that joy of my salvation and renew the spirit. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus, never pray.
If, you know, the Bible says, talks about the house of Ahab. That house become desolate because of the greed and selfishness in that house. Pray, we say, Father, if my family had been selfish and greedy, say, let me hear now. Lord, I am exempted. Deliver my family by fire. Look at me. It is what the father does that will affect all the children, especially fathers. The mothers again. You have a mother that is very wicked. You have a father that is very, very inconsiderate. Your father. You have to pray. If my family has been wicked, if my family has been selfish, if my family has been greedy, Lord, I'm exempted. Show my family mercy. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. You are not praying out. You are not praying out. You are not praying out.
I renew your spirit with thee. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hey, Jesus, never pray.
The Lord said that somebody here, you went to a particular church, or maybe, I don't know whether it's not called church, everybody turned their back against the altar. That was how the service was done. I don't know where the church is, and I don't know where it is. I don't know where it is in the world. And the Lord said, since that time you went to that place, your life got very destroyed. Now, because you are listening to me, or you are here, I don't know where you are, I pray that every life that is turned upside down, by the reason of your wrong contact with wrong altar, let the life be delivered now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Wherever you have entered in life because you are looking for solution and you have been abused and they have stolen from you, let there be deliverance upon your life in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us pray more. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Some of us, when God bless us, you know what we did? We bless family more than we bless God. That is why you are suffering now. God is a jealous God. You don't know? So what I do is, I said to God first, I said there was a particular time, I gave offering, it was remaining 635. Is it 35 or 53? So when I was going home, no snacks, no nothing, don't scratch me, no mistake, 300. A whole me, 300 naira. And I've given God all I had because the covenant every Sunday. You know what happened? Then God will take care of the rest for me. Stop taking care of family and neglect God. When my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will do what? Now, when your father and mother forsake you and you are forsaking God, who will pick you up? Stress to this place, let me pray for you. For every good you have done to mankind, may God reward you. You don't want my prayer here. Let me come here. For every good you have done to mankind, may God reward you. Let me face place. You have Shakala here. For every good you have done to mankind, may God reward you. Some of you, you can take care of other people's children, but who will take care of your own children? Some of you, when people come to your house, you will take care of them, give them food. I've seen people eating bread and indomie in somebody's house. And in their house, you cannot give them water to bath. So I pray for you. All the good you have done, the Lord will remember you and begin to send people to bless you too in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says you will not see the wind. You will not see the rain. But your valley shall be filled. Stretch your hand to this altar, everybody, as I'm doing like this. In the remaining days of this year, there are some money I cannot see except God bless me with. Father, bless me. That's the prayer I said you should pray, sir. Say, in the remaining days of this year. In the remaining days of this year. What my strength cannot provide. What my labor cannot bring. My eyes are on you. Oh Lord, surprise me. Somebody say emergency miracle. Say sudden money. Lord, make a way for me. Pray for 1 minute, everybody, quickly. Everybody, you are praying. Wherever you are watching from, make sure you are connected and you pray. What my strength cannot give me. Make a way, Lord. Make a way, Lord. Make a way, Lord. You have 1 minute more to pray. I will not see the wind. I will not see the rain. But my bank account, my valley, my storehouse shall be full. How would it happen? It can only happen by miracle. Let there be a miracle. We are least expect. You are not praying. You are not praying. 30 seconds more to go. That you will not be put to shame. That God will make a way where there is no way. Somebody pray that your expectations will not be cut off. Help, oh Lord, for vain is the help of man. Never, never let me down. Oh Lord, I'm looking on you. Never, never let me down. Oh Lord, I'm looking on you. Never, never let me down. Oh Lord, I'm looking on you. Never, never let me down. Oh Lord, I'm looking on you. You have 5 seconds more to pray. Somebody say, oh Lord, surprise me. Emergency open door. Somebody say, sudden money, sudden money. You are asking for healing. Lord, you can heal me before this year is over. You can heal me now. In Jesus' name we pray. Lift up your hands and let's thank you for this word we have had today. Lord, we thank you for this word because this word is prospering your people. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let me jam your hands together to the Lord.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity. Power, purpose, and to make power.